your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Class today, big story. Oh, before we get into the big story, Frank Underhill's with us, CEO of Underhill Securities. com. Tom's producing the broadcast, and we're on for 2 hours today. Link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's. I'll tell you more about it. Frank Underhill, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning. I was a bit shocked, you know, prior to going on the air, going over our topics, and boy, my heart goes out.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that in just a minute. And tell you what, we'll talk about that after the first break. But I'd like to share with the class. Currently, there is a lone gunman in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Naval Yard. And at 8:20 this morning, four people have been shot. The Navy Yard is on lockdown. This is the Naval Systems Command. Some streets are closed. A bridge is closed. 3,000 people work in this particular building. And the Naval Sea Systems Command is the largest of the Navy's five commands. And this command accounts for one quarter of the U.S. Navy's entire budget. SWAT teams are there, and multiple agencies are responding along with federal and local agencies. So what we have is, at least the report says, that there is a lone gunman, a single gunman, shooting, and there are four people have been shot so far that we know of. And a lot of the news sources are saying, you cannot discuss this, you cannot publish this, and you can't, you know, rewrite this without their permission. So here we have news agencies preventing the dissemination of news. And I'll tell you what, when I see these things, Frank, when I see these warnings on the bottoms of websites, I try really hard not to discuss the information on these websites. Because if they don't want the news out, and we give credit, and whenever we repost something, we give credit to whoever the author was, or whoever the publisher was, or whoever the web, whatever the website is. We make sure we give them full credit. But if they want to control the news and not allow anyone to disseminate it other than them, we try to stay away from them as much as possible. So there is a link at usapreparers.com, and it talks about this Washington, D.C. Naval Yard shooting that happened this morning. So is it a false flag? I don't know. I don't know. Is it designed to take our minds off the economy? I don't know. But the government has lied to us so much. So much that it puts so many doubts in our mind that we don't know. What do you think, Frank?
Well, it's definitely an attempt to keep the eye off the eight ball here. And these stories are really nothing new. You know, we have all the Colorado, the Sandy Hook, now this, and a whole slew of others before. That I think generally people are just getting angry. They're getting PO'd, and they are focusing this anger on things that really upset them. And I think that it's not surprising that you see these kind of events flare up every now and again. And I need to say that, like, living in a state where I live, where you have so much misery, so much depression, so much money, you know, people losing money, people addicted to alcohol, gambling, other vices alike, I'm actually surprised we haven't so far, knock wood, have one of these incidents here. But what I think we're seeing is just a bunch of simple anger and outrage. And when I think, though, it will end when the government starts listening to people and start, instead of dictating to people what they really need. People want freedom, mm-hmm. Period.
We do want freedom. Frank, the latest information, most of the articles are behind the time. They're saying one person has been shot. Another one says two. Another one says three. The latest information is at least 10. During the time you and I have been talking, it was updated from 4 to 10. And it also says that there's a gunman armed with an AR-15 rifle, and he's still on the loose. How far has this been taken? Well, let's see. Two of the victims of the shooting are Washington, D.C. police officers. All of the people wounded are in critical condition, according to the authorities. And that the gunman, the lone gunman, they say, and we don't even know if that's true, is on the loose and armed with a rifle. They say it's an AR-15, so obviously there's going to be cries by the Congress critters to, see, we told you we should have banned those things a long time ago. See what you let happen? And it'll be the fault of all of us gun-carrying people who are liberty-minded and want to protect ourselves and our families. It'll be our fault. It'll be our fault that this happened. It'll be blamed on us, and to protect us from this, they're going to want to confiscate guns again. I can just hear it. I don't know if it's happened already, but on the TV news, because I don't watch the TV news, but I can just see it in my mind that they are going to want to confiscate our guns because of this event, which they say is a lone gunman. Now, the fact that the headlines are describing the rifle as an AR-15 rifle, now that's the same thing that the police use, by the way. It's going to point to the fact that we shouldn't have AR-15s. Only the guys with body armor and mace and tasers and handcuffs and batons and two-way radios, the guys that beat the elderly into pulp, those guys are the ones that they're going to say should be the only ones that have these AR-15s. So here we have one police officer shot in the leg. Let's see. Oh, they use the term assault rifle. The shooter is reported to be armed with an AR-15 assault rifle. There's some pictures on the website, usapreparedness.com, if you want to go to see some of the pictures, you can. Frank, it's not a good story.
Can I just add, though, one other thing? People like this aren't looking for people like you and myself and listeners. You know, generally they go, I guess, looking at where there's mobs of people, loads of crowds. Myself, probably, I think with yourself, you avoid crowds altogether except when you have your weekly meetups. With me, I don't go to movie theaters. Right. I don't go to restaurants. I don't go to sporting events. I don't go to anywhere where there is a group of people, which is a target. It's like people on a beach somewhere, and they're swimming in the ocean when you know there's, you know, sharks so many miles away. And I avoid, you know, large groups in general, because I'm just, you know, afraid of something that's going to happen. And, you know, people have workplace, you know, all your lists, they can be here. I'm sorry, all your listeners, you know, if you're at home, you mind your business, you go to work and all this, you stay away from workplace areas. You know, you'll do all right. But when you go in large groups, you know, mass workplaces, like in my building here, There's a company with 200 people and they have employee security in there or something. What's going to happen if somebody gets fired because of a result of their action? I'm afraid of these people in my building. With myself in my office, just me in here with my helper, and that's it. And I keep all my lights off, and I keep my front door locked, so if anyone does come by, they'll think there's nobody in here anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you're saying is you're trying to minimize your visibility so that to increase the likelihood of you going home that night.
Exactly. I live like this every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frank, I can tell you that when we traveled to Indiana, several of our instructors traveled to Indiana this weekend, John Dollarhite and Judy Dollarhite, Ken Hurley, I, and a young man, I'm going to keep him nameless, was with us. We didn't feel comfortable traveling through Illinois because we could not have our firearms cocked and locked. We had to separate the ammunition from the firearms, and it was really not a comfortable feeling. I'm actually very surprised that no one was arrested. I told Tom, our producer, at the beginning of the broadcast, we're talking about our weekends, and we have a couple minutes to chat, and I said, wow, it's a great weekend. No one was arrested. I really thought one of us, or actually all of us in the vehicles, would be arrested. And during the next portion of the next hour and three quarters or so of this broadcast, we're going to talk about what we saw. We're going to talk about the police and the sniping of by the police and the hiding and how they try to camouflage themselves and blend in with us. We're going to talk about that. But this shooting in Washington, D.C. is not good. It really is not good. And it looks like it's an individual against the police. Now, that's a Hegelian dialectic that is one of my worst fears. And what I mean by that is, let's say one of us loses it and starts shooting men in blue and women in blue because it seems like they're all the same. And once that happens, that's the beginning of the end, because then the federales can come in and say, you know what, we got to stop this. We've got to stop you two factions from fighting. The guys who are sniping at us with radar guns versus us, and they've got to put the hammer down on us with martial law. Think about that. Frank Underhill, Ben Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that at least four people, we said, were shot. Now it looks like 10 at the Washington Naval Yard by a gunman armed with an AR-15 rifle. So get ready. Get ready to hear the news this afternoon and tonight calling for gun control, gun confiscation, gun registration, the removal of assault weapons. And, of course, we've all been told that to make us safe, these have to be removed from us. Now, imagine if there were a gunman. Let's say this were a school instead of the Washington Navy Yard. Let's say it was a school and one of your USAPrepares.com instructors was there. Do you think that we would have the ability to slow the situation down, if not stop it right then and there? Think about that. Joining us, of course, Frank Underhill every Monday. Frank, we've got a caller, Mike from Tennessee. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike is a USAPrepares.com instructor, and Mike called me over the weekend, and my cell phone was off because I really didn't want to be tracked where I was, and so I didn't get the message until very, very late last night. Welcome, Mike Parsons, and you left me a message that was extremely, extremely upsetting to me. As a bad friend of ours. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you doing? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, the information came as kind of a shock last Friday when we were listening. I listened to both the Power Hour as well as USA Prepares simultaneously and other shows because they overlap. And last Friday morning, Joyce Riley on her program announced that she has what she believes to be breast cancer, and being a former flight surgeon and nurse and having for many years dealt with administering chemotherapy for cancer patients, she has somewhat of a background in what cancer manifests itself in, and as far as the different types and how to identify it. And she had mentioned she'd also gotten some information to various people that are doctors that specialize in this without doing a biopsy, without doing the invasive types of investigative work. She was able to, as far as she can tell, believe she has a breast cancer. And so she's looking at all natural ways to treat it, as opposed to doing any of the Western medicine, the chemo, radiation, and surgery. They're looking at doing, she's looking at doing just strictly naturopathic means to cure this. And she put out the call to all people. Anything that you know of that would benefit in this area, please let her know, because she's wanting to use this as an opportunity to learn as much as possible, investigate, and put into practice those things that have been proven to work. And I think that my call to you was directed at not only seeking out people within the pack of USA Prepares of knowledge, but also to look at, given the fact that Joyce is a very healthy individual, she eats very healthy food. She doesn't eat the junk food, and she stays clear of all the pollutants and toxins. For her to come up with a breast cancer, I look at, is it possibly one of the people you had on last week, Deborah Trevera, I believe.
Tavares.
I apologize if I got
Tavares.
Talking about silent weapons. And for those of you out there who are pure at heart and, you know, people of faith, and you can't comprehend this, and that's normal. But just because you cannot imagine it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There are weapons out there that have been utilized for a long time that they come up with all the time. Dr. Richard Allen Miller speaks of these from time to time, but they have soft kill and various types of ways to kill people. Now, we know that a lot of times people will die mysteriously in a car crash, and that's what we're led to believe. It's recently come out that Princess Diana was...
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to the break, and we'll come back and talk about mysterious accidents and deaths. Mike Parsons. Frank Underhill's with us, and the three of us are talking about a series of events that are very important to all of us. We'll be back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, we mentioned during the first two segments of this broadcast that there was a shooting at the Washington, D.C. Navy Yard. Now we have helicopters involved. We have SWAT teams on rooftops. 4 killed, for sure, according to the reports. At least 8 are injured. Now they say it's not a lone gunman. Now this is developing. Over the last 25 minutes, we said that there were 4 shot, and then it's 10 shot. Now it's 4 killed, 8 injured. So that means that there's at least 12 have been shot. Now we're being told that there's more than one shooter. There's 3 shooters. And we kind of alluded to the thought that we thought that might be the case. And here's what's happening. The 3,000 workers that are at the U.S. are at the D.C. Navy Yard have been told to shelter in place. That means they got to stay where they are. And flights have been halted out of Reagan International Airport. Roads have been closed. Fire trucks are there blocking travel. And also, the White House is telling people, us, it'd be us, to listen to the authorities. And I hope you understand what this is all about. What's unfolding is you are being told what to do. And this could be a false flag. I don't know. But I'm suspect of everything that comes out of the government. Everything. Just because they say it doesn't mean I believe it. I listen to it, and then I run it through my processes. Mike, you were talking about people. Frank Underhill's with us, class, and Mike Parsons. Mike, you called in to tell us that people have been mysterious deaths of individuals in the past, and one of those is a KGB spy. His name was Alexander Litvinenko, and all of a sudden he was poisoned with radioactive material and he died a couple weeks later, maybe 3-4 weeks later, upon noticing that he didn't feel well. Please continue, Mike.
Right, that was where I was going, is just trying to explain to people that are people of faith, that are kind and gentle people, that there are unfortunately evil people among us who think differently. And even though we can't go to those levels, we can't think that way, they do exist, and they are creating these weapons of war. Deborah spoke of the silent weapons for quiet wars, and it's a soft kill. Now, I don't know if Joyce's cancer is one that was based on just environmental, or if it's something that was given her. But I know that when you're a Joyce Riley, an Alex Jones, or a Vincent Finelli, and you're a voice out there, and people are listening to you daily and gaining insight and information into the corruption of the government, they'll find a way to stop that if they can, and to the degree that they can do it in such a way that's subtle, that doesn't raise the eye or the concern of the public, like an assassination just outright in the public square. People tend to get distracted and they don't think about this, but the reality is that we know they have the ability to target us and to eliminate us from many directions, whether it be a pulse, electronic frequencies, through the food, through the air, through the various ways they can interface with us. You can simply, there have been cases where people had walked up and put their hand on a doorknob, and there was something put on the doorknob. They contracted a disease and died. There were nurses back in the 80s when AIDS first came on the scene who dropped vials of blood that were tainted with AIDS, and they reached down to clean them up with paper towels, and they didn't have on gloves. Their hands were chapped, and through that exposure, they contracted the AIDS virus, and they died. And we all know that the Native Americans that died in masses because of the yellow fever blankets, these are weapons of war implemented. And my question that I posed is, if there are weapons that would cause a breast cancer, is it possible that Joyce is being targeted because of her position? And with people like Dr. Richard Allen Miller and others that are instructors, certainly they might have an insight into that. And that was the reason that I called, because of my concern about just the whole thing that's going on right now. And for instance, you're talking about this, what would otherwise appear to be a false flag. You're looking at a contained environment. A shipyard is sealed up tight. You go in and out of checkpoints. And for someone to be able to get in with weapons, multiple people to get in with weapons, Major Nadel Hassan in Fort Hood, they claimed that he was the one that shot all these people, but there were witnesses that said there were multiple shooters, but they hushed that up. How many people can be manipulated into doing things, or such as the guy in Aurora, Colorado, that was accused of killing all those people in the theater, but yet he has no memory of it? He was there. He was found in his car by the police, but he was incoherent. Mind control drugs are real. They can put people into trances where they don't know what they're doing, and then they can be accused, and they will stand accused, and they will be thrown into the system, whether they're...
Frank, Mike, hold that thought for just a second, please.
Could I just throw the name Bob Chapman out there?
All right, that's where we're going. That's exactly where we're going, Frank. Latest update, 4 dead, 12 injured, okay? 4 dead, 12 injured, 3 gunmen go on a rampage at the Washington Naval Yard. 1 takes a hostage after being surrounded. Another one is on the loose, and a third has been shot dead. So one of the shooters has been shot dead, according to the latest report. Frank, you're right on the money. And here's what I'd like to share with everyone. And I'd like, Frank, your comments as soon as I finish with this couple of thoughts. 1. There are people who are involved with USAPreparedness.com who have died. Derry Brownfield was the first. Derry Brownfield sent me, I invited him. Derry Brownfield is a farmer in Missouri, a cattle farmer. And he sent me a letter on a Friday afternoon thanking me for inviting him to be the keynote speaker at Get Prepared Expo number 1. He said he and his wife are looking forward to it. This is a document that I prize. A letter from Derry Brownfield to me, a man that I considered a hero. I used to listen to him on the air when I lived in Virginia. A brilliant speaker, and he exposed Monsanto and what was happening in farming. He's a true patriot. He was a true patriot. He sent me a letter on Friday afternoon. He hand-typed it himself, put it in the envelope, sealed it, put it in the mail, went home and died the next day. Then, of course, there are 2 instructors at USAPreparedness.com whose wives have cancer, very, very serious cancer. It is so serious that neither one of these 2 individuals has been to the Get Prepared Expos nor been on the radio with us because they are 24/7 taking care of their wives. Okay? And then Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman died of pancreatic cancer. So, Frank, would you like to talk about that for?
Well, the case with Joyce Riley and Bob, they both happened very sudden.
Yes.
And they're both very close as well, too.
Yes.
So maybe there's just something bigger at play here. They're both into health, nutrition, exercising, you know, staying away from chemtrails, trying to eat, organic food and avoiding all these, quacks that, claim miracle cure and sticking with what they know through natural preventative measures. And this just reeks exactly like Bob Chapman. And it was very sudden.
Well,
and he didn't have long to live after it was disclosed either, mind you.
I'd like to say that Joyce Riley made the announcement on Friday. I did not hear it, but I will read to you a post on the Daily Poll, and it's on USAPreparedness.com's website. It says Joyce Riley has cancer, and the source was Liberty Forum Daily Poll. And it's submitted by Stonewall Jackson, Saturday, yesterday, 12:56. It says, Joyce Riley, the host of the Power Hour radio show, told her audience on Friday, in hours 2 and 3, that she has a lump in her breast. She's done her own natural test and talked to physicians and said that there is a 99% chance it's cancer. She's taking it. She is... taking it as a chance to find out if there are any natural products she talks about on the radio that will really cure cancer. She hopes the journey will help others with cancer. So she says she does not want this to be about her, and she will not be taking calls about it. she may update us on Fridays. She is willing to be the guinea pig and is likely to keep a journal on what treatments she uses and if they help or not. She's afraid that if she's not cured, a lot of us will lose faith in alternative medicine. Please pray for her and send her any information that you think will help, especially things that have helped you or those you know and love. Now, Joyce Riley is a broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications Network. She's a friend of mine. She's been to many of our expos. She's been on USAPrepares.com. She is someone who is absolutely treasured in the world of exposing what is really happening. She's a friend. So if you're inclined to pray, I would suggest that you do that. I'm asking you to do that. I certainly am, will be doing that, and I know a lot of our instructors will be doing that. Now, there is cause for hope. There is cause to believe that she will be cured. And I will certainly, certainly call Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Patrick Vickers, and Dr. Dan Junker, and Dr. Joel Wallach, all USAPrepares.com instructors, to get them involved and have them weigh in and help. Serious broadcast. It's a bad day for the United States. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, serious broadcast today. It's been a very serious shooting in Washington at the U.S. Navy Yard. Latest update, the U.S. Capitol on guard. SWAT teams are deployed in the wake of the shooting, and at the Capitol, police are armed with military assault rifles. And they are intercepting traffic headed to the Senate side of the complex. Now, according to the latest report, the Capitol is not on lockdown yet, but that's probably coming. So we have the police with military assault weapons at the Capitol. Three gunmen, many dead, at least 10, have been shot. 4 have been killed. A hostage has been taken. Is this Hegelian dialectics? I don't want to make light of this. This is very, very serious. But it's hard to believe anything that comes out of the White House. And the White House is telling us, obey. Obey the authorities. Obey the authorities. Is this something that is designed to teach us how to obey? You know, get in line. Get in line. Follow orders. Do what you're told. Is that what this is about? I'm sure that's a big component. Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I just hope that this in by no means wants to have another affront to our rights to bear arms, because the right to bear arms shall simply not be infringed, and it's fodder like this that causes the temperatures to go up.
Absolutely right. Mike Parsons?
I'm doing some on-the-fly analysis, and I'm looking at the base. I'm looking at this is a fourth of the Navy's budget is spent right here at this facility. They have ship construction, submarines, weapon systems, including nuclear weapons. the security is so tight at this place for somebody to be able to get in. And it says a sawed-off, a double-barrel shotgun. Now, if a person wants to do an assault, I can see an AR-15 with multiple mags of ammo. A double-barrel shotgun? I don't know. I maybe a pump shotgun, street sweeper, a double barrel. Was he bird hunting? But this would be a great ruse to distract people, to disappear some weapon systems. Look at what they did about 2 weeks ago down there in Texas. There was a report of a nuclear warhead that was transferred out without a single signature, and the base commander was freaking out about it, and supposedly it was going to South Carolina. And then Lindsey Graham was saying something about a nuclear attack on the shipyard in South Carolina, and now we have an attack on a shipyard. I mean, you know, I'm just on the fly looking at all these things that are lining up. And one ploy doesn't work, so let's do another ploy. Let's keep moving. And it has that certain aroma, like so many other of these situations. I do not see a single person taking out all these people in a highly secured place like that. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm looking at a post right now, and it says authorities are searching for a black male believed to be nearly 6 feet tall, wearing a black shirt and a black hat, according to WUSA 9 News in D.C. And they're saying emergency personnel are on the scene and a shelter-in-place order has been issued for the Navy Yard personnel. There's a helicopter there, at least one. And there are police cars and police with assault rifles all over. The U.S. Navy Yard has been attacked by three gunmen who opened fire this morning, Washington Naval Yard, Washington, D.C. There are at least 10 been shot, probably 12, and 4 dead. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the top of the hour news and break, and we'll continue to bring the latest developments right here at USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.